Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and have I got a fabulous guest for you tonight. Her name is Madeline Gerwick, and she's developed her genius in the area of business astrology and being able to tell you all kinds of things, what's coming next. She's just amazing. She's one of the few people that when she's on somebody else's radio show, I make sure I listen. Now, you might say, what is so great about business astrology? Well, J. Paul Morgan stated that millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do. Now, Madeline Gerwick is an internationally recognized and certified astrologer specializing in business, economic, and personal astrology. She has a BA degree with honors in economics, many years in industrial sales and marketing, and she's listed in several Who's Who's books, including Who's Who in the World and Who's Who in America. Her unique combination of credential makes her an in-demand speaker regarding economic conditions and business trends. Now, she consults with individuals and businesses of all sizes to guide them to higher levels of prosperity, and she works in harmony with the universe so that when everything is going great together, you know which days to do things on and which days definitely to avoid, because not every day is created equal. You're going to want to talk to her. Our call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Now, she is heard on the first Friday of every month on the Jeff Rentz's or Rentz radio show. All of this information, you can find it on my website at knowthename.com. Just click on tonight's date. You'll see how to contact her, how to listen to her on that regular show also. I mean, I think she's just amazing. I literally have her shows on my calendar so that I don't miss. Now, Madeline annually writes the Good Timing Guide and Good Timing Newsletters. She's got over 30 years of astrological experience and study, which enables her to provide in-depth, multidimensional insights and analysis. Now, if you want to know a ton of information, she was just on my interview show last Thursday. You can click on that date also on the calendar at knowthename.com under the schedule page and hear that whole interview. Just amazing the information that came out. And she just is amazing. I could keep going on about all of her credentials, like how she co-authored The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology and The Pocket Idiot's Guide to Horoscopes. She has recently joined known authors Stephen Covey, Oprah, Steve Jobs, Donald Trump, Thomas More, Scott Peck, Robert Kiyosaki, and more as she contributed to the new business anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. We are just so happy to be able to share. I am so happy to be able to share Madeline Gerwick with you. So, Madeline, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I love being able to interview you last Thursday for that interview show that I want everybody to go to. I mean, it was just amazing. And I've gotten so many comments and texts about that show. And they love the fact the most out of everything we talked about and how you talked about the weather. So we're going to get back to that tonight.
Okay.
I would like to take Lori's call from, she's from California. And Lori, you're going to need to give us, everybody when you call in, give us your birthday and your place of birth and your time of birth if you know it. Okay, so Lori, if you just join us, you can give that to Madeline and then I'll talk for a minute while she's figuring things out.
Okay, hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Okay, so my birth date is 6/25/1960, and I was born at 4:19 a.m.
Okay.
And the
place
of birth is Stafford, S-T-A-F-F-O-R-D, in Connecticut.
Okay. So June 25th, 1960, 4:19 a.m. in Stafford, Connecticut. Is that right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so what kind of a question do you have for me?
Okay, my situation is I'm kind of like I've been in a long-term relationship that is not the best, and I'm wondering if there's good possibilities. I mean, at my age, to find work and to move on, and I don't have any finances now to do such things, so I'm kind of like, okay, I'm pulling it out of the air, I've been doing a lot of inner work this year, so I'm hoping, like, is there good stuff that can come to me this,
okay,
like,
now,
late,
while Madeline's
this year into
looking
next
that
year.
Up for a minute, Lori, I just got to make a comment. You said at your age. You know that I am older than you are. So
and I'm older than you, too.
Both of us
but
are
my
older
circumstances
than you
are kind of dicey, but I appreciate that, and I thank you for your help, yes. And I'm trying to be positive as I can about all this because my circumstances aren't so positive right now.
First, let me just say that you're just about to start a new 12-year growth cycle. And that's going to be starting at the end of this year, right in at the end of November. And it'll be going on for the next 12 years. And particularly that will impact your relationships. And not just, say, like a primary relationship, but all long-term relationships. You'll find new growth through different types of relationships that perhaps you haven't had in the past. And I just want to make a comment about relationships in general. people who are in what I call unsustainable relationships are not going to be able to maintain those relationships unless they transform the relationship. Otherwise, it'll dissolve. And that's true for every situation that is unsustainable or out of integrity. It's a very unusual cycle that we're in right now. It has not occurred for 735 years. And that cycle is Saturn conjunct Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. So all the structures that are no longer sustainable are either being transformed or they're dissolving. And so kind of the choices that you're faced with a relationship that is not supportive and healthy.
And will I be hit hard by the change, though? Because I'm trying to do changes.
When you have a new growth cycle that's actually usually considered very positive, a lot of this was probably based on you making some adjustments to your thought patterns, and that allows the growth to be a lot easier and a lot more positive.
Yes.
And so it sounds like you've been working on that.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
Lori, right now, if you were getting Madeline's good timing guide, you would know that right now, all the way through April, is fabulous times for new starts. So if you want to end something, this is a good time to end it because that means it's a good time to start something new and being on your own. And just looking at how you spell your name, lady, you are dynamite. You can take charge of any situation that you want to, and you know how to attract things to you that you want to attract. So just switch that mindset over and just say, hey, if these two ladies that are older than me are hanging out there and doing it on their own and making it happen and work, by golly, I've got a stronger name than either one of them do. I can do this too. Okay?
Can I just say one thing? Thank you. But can I say one thing? I'm in a very negative relationship, and I try to remain positive, and I'm trying to work on my stuff, and I don't have the money to leave. I don't have the money to leave right
now.
So I'm working on manifesting.
I would never say that again.
Lori,
if I were you, I would never say that again.
You know, if you repeat that you don't have it, then you won't have it. But I'll tell you, Madeline's got a program that just, you take her program on money and manifestation, and then you watch the universe just drop it in. You really need to go to her website. Now, just so that you know, her website is polarisbusinessguide.com. And Lori, thank you for calling in. I wish you the best.
Okay,
check in with me again another week, and let's see how your progress is going, okay?
Okay,
and may I just say that it looks like you're ready to have a breakthrough now or early next year.
Even financial as well.
Yes, you can do it. Yes. A lot of this is you having the courage to have that breakthrough.
Yeah, and the belief. You got to believe in yourself. Yeah. And I'm telling you, from just the part of your name that you gave our producer, it's wonderful. And you guys, when you're giving us all this information, which I just love, because my lines are full for you, Madeline. If you also give me your last name, I will not say it on air, but that gives me information where I can add to it, too. So thank you, Lori. Diana, okay. You are on line 3. Now, Diana was born in Staten Island, New York. At 9:02.
First, could you give me the date?
The date first is July 11th, 1961.
Okay.
At 9:02 in the morning, in Staten Island, New York.
Okay, Staten Island. And is it S A T T E N or A N? S T A T E N.
T A T E N.
E N or A N.
Ian, S-T-A-T-E-N. Yeah.
Okay, got
it. It's usually in a lot of the databases. Yeah.
Okay, so Diana, welcome, first of all. Thank you for calling in. What question would you like to know?
Well, I'm in a transition period with my career, and I have an interview coming up, and I just want to know, like, what are the stars aligned for this one? Because I feel like they are.
Okay, what's the date of your interview?
I don't know yet. It's going to be next week or the week after sometime, but I had the first interview already and it went well.
Oh, good. So I'm hoping for you that it falls in November and not next week, just because I'm looking at her new timing guide. But that's general. Okay, Madeline, what do you see?
Oh, my God. Well, and what she's talking about is we're going to go into Mercury retrograde. So I just want to briefly touch on that, because if you have your interview during Mercury retrograde, it's okay. Don't freak out. It just means that there may be some delays in hiring you, that there may be some administrative issues that they have to work out. Somebody might be on vacation that has to sign for you or something crazy like that. So don't freak out, you know, if you end up. It's going to be Mercury retrograde between October 31st and November 20th. But there are some good days in there. There are some challenging cycles in there as well, but there are also some very positive cycles in there. And the upcoming cycles during Mercury retrograde are related to really creating a new vision for your future. And so I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it's a great time to be having a, you know, an interview. And yeah. So now, what kind of work do you do?
I do project management, but I do it in a very kind of like complicated business area. So
okay.
You have to know like a lot about the business. And so what this is a transition from a business that I've been in for many, many years into a new business.
Ah.
That sounds more exciting to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm
a very quick study. And I think that I have... You know, the thing is, I think they like me on paper. That's the thing. And I think that's the number one thing, right?
Right.
You just have to go in and not, you know, do something crazy. And then you have, it felt like that. It felt like that.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that she's getting a call back during a Mercury retrograde, because aren't those do-over times?
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance to redo something or reapply or re-interview or something, you know, do something again. One of the things that is coming up for you, similar to the other person we just talked to, is that at the end of November, Jupiter is coming along and trining your ascendant. This is very positive for you to have some kind of growth experience. It's in range right now. It's, you know, it's actually getting pretty close. And it will be in range probably all the way through December. So I would expect you would get a job or some type of creative opportunity before the end of this year. probably at the end of November, early December, but it could be even later than that because it'll still be in range until, you know, through the end of the year. So that part looks very positive. And also, next year, although a little bit later, you know, in terms of like maybe around March, you're going to get another very good cycle that will be very positive for your career in terms of somebody who is like a manager or, you know, someone who is an authority that makes decisions, could be an owner of a company even, is very supportive of you and your career. So, yeah, so I feel like you have a lot of potential, you know, in the career area. And I just want to make one comment, which is that you're really in the process of transforming your identity. And that can be challenging and scary at times, but I think you're definitely headed in the right direction by making a change in the kind of work that you're doing.
Yahoo!
Yeah,
isn't that wonderful
news? Yeah, so, this job that I've had, I've been, like, diminished in my capacity. You know, I mean, I'm getting paid really good money, so I haven't given it up. But it's like my duties are nowhere near what I'm capable of. But
right. Yeah, so it's boring, right?
It's boring, but you've got good news. And so, Diana, thank you so much for calling in. And we are now going to take, I'm going to call her Aha because she doesn't want her name or really too much information about her. She doesn't want me to say her birthday and everything on the air, but I don't know how else to give it to you. So I'm not going to say her name on the air. I'm simply going to call her Aha.
Okay.
And she can recognize herself because Don's going to let her in. And her birthday is May 24th, 1958. I don't know the time she's going to have to give it to us. And she was in Budapest, Hungary, is where she was born.
Oh, how interesting.
Okay, I'm going to call you Aha so you can keep your anonymity. Are you online?
Okay. Hi,
is that fair?
So
we
much.
Need your
yeah.
time.
I had my identity stolen a couple of times, so I'm like, somebody could order a credit card, but she don't mind.
Give us your time of birth, please.
I was born at 6:45 a.m.
All right.
Great.
And so that puts me to be a double Gemini.
What's your question? What do you want her to ask? What do you want to ask? What do you want Madeline to find out for you?
Well, I need to pull a rabbit out. I need to, like, change, like, totally change my life from, I've been just kind of on a honeymoon since my parents died, and I really didn't want to do anything in the world, and I have a fear of, like, being in public and in media and things like that.
Okay, I don't know how that looks on an astrology chart, Madeline, but what's the configuration for pulling a rabbit out of a hat and causing does she have one of those coming up?
First let me just comment that you've been through a process where your home life and your career life have been dissolving, and that can be somewhat scary or challenging depending on how you view things. But the purpose of dissolving the current structures, as we might call them, is to make room for something new to come in, and so you're actually getting to the point where you're being asked, and you'll particularly notice this next year, but it's not as strong at the moment, but it's definitely getting closer. You're actually being asked to make or take inspired actions rather than actions that you might take out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I have people who have this kind of a cycle, I like to encourage them to follow their energy. So if something makes them feel good or excited or energized, that's what they should keep doing. Keep following that energy. And things that just don't excite you, or, you know, you don't get energy from it, you don't get juiced by it, just leave them alone. You know, you can also figure this out with relationships, you know, where you want to be, you know, if you're going to move or something like that, you know. Just see where you feel good. Where do you feel energized? You know, where do you perk up and start, you know, having more energy to do things, or you know, you want to do X, Y, Z, you see. Mm-hmm. That's what you should be looking for at this point.
Okay, I want to add my two cents, Aha, before we let you go, and that is looking at your name. You've really got to base everything in reality. What's really doable? Okay? Because your name indicates you have a tendency to think something's doable, but it doesn't have the foundation or the basis for it first. So when you get that dream going and doing what goes with your heart, like Madeline said, make sure you've got doable steps to get you there so that you can actually be successful. Okay?
Okay, thank you. What's going to happen to me on the Mercury retrograde? Because I'm a double Gemini, and I have no planets usually. Well,
okay, now let me just mention here that for people who are Geminis and Virgos, their ruler is Mercury. So you actually have an advantage when Mercury is retrograde that other people don't have, because it's kind of like you're protected in a way, or, you know, not necessarily that you don't experience Mercury retrograde, but that you have a less challenging time of it because you understand the energy. So this particular Mercury retrograde is going to move back to where it sextiles Pluto, so it's great for talking to people who are powerful or highly influential, or perhaps the masses. That's another great possibility. It's also going to trine, it's going to work its way back to where it's trining Neptune and sextiling Saturn, which is terrific for, right now we have this very, very unusual set of cycles, which is great for creating a new vision for the future, but not just a pie-in-the-sky vision, but a vision that has practical foundations underneath it, practical steps that make it doable, that make it actually something that can be done in reality. And so this is a very unusual set of cycles. I don't know that I've ever seen it before in this way. And we're getting it three times, and we're going to get it all the way through November and early December. And so we have just an unusual opportunity to take advantage of seeing new possibilities for our future and putting that foundation under them, making practical steps to move towards it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to say thank you so much.
And then changing daily habits.
And
I need to change
the website and find out how to contact Madeline to get a full hour and a half, whatever your desire is, because she's just fabulous. And all of her contact information is on knowthename.com underneath the schedule page. Just click on tonight's date, and you'll know how to contact her directly. Okay, next one in our lineup is Amy. Amy was born on August 5th, 1962.
Okay, hold on 1 second. August 5th?
Uh-huh. 1962.
Okay.
At 6:45 a.m.,
interesting. Okay.
That's what I thought too. At Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Grove City, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Okay, Amy, welcome to the show. I always love hearing from you. What's your question for Madeline?
Well, the good, bad, and the ugly. I need clarity in my life. I can never make up my mind. I want to know what the heck my Mercury retrograde is doing to me this time. I almost feel I do energy work. You know, I don't even like the word massage therapy. It just sounds like slavery work to me, and I don't mean that cruel. Please don't take that wrong, but I'm not feeling myself in this lifetime, and I'm not going to leave this planet. I'm done. Does that make sense?
So you're saying you're done with the work that you've been doing? Is that what you mean?
I'm not done with it. I love to be with people and inspire them and touch them respectfully. But I don't like to go out and do, you know, events and be under the pressure.
Uh-huh.
And my boss actually is not liking it anymore either. I'm almost ready to say I can't really physically be doing this anymore. I know that. You know, this is silly.
So, Madeline, when you're looking at Amy's name, would you look to see also if there's a good time for her to move from where she's currently living?
To move?
Yep.
Well, how soon would you be able to move?
I wasn't really thinking of moving. Why did that come up?
Because I think it's important for you to do that, so I'm curious.
Oh.
Because I've looked at your name. So that's why I'm asking. So how soon, Madeline wants to know, how soon would you be willing to move if it confirms in astrology that this is good for you or a possibility?
Maybe next year.
Okay, well,
See, I would think you're late. You need to move soon.
Well, I'm not positive about that because actually I think it would be next year that she would get that cycle.
But the first part of the year?
Let me just look. I don't think it's going to be the first part of the year, but let me just look and see how soon that planet is going to get there.
Okay, because I look at the first part of next year's.
Okay, so I'm going to say around late April to May. Late April to May is when it looks like it would be potentially happening.
Where am I landing in this move?
What was that?
Where am I going to land in this move?
You know what?
Now I don't know that. I can't tell you that in 2 minutes, but
If you want to know
that, that's coming up.
Get an appointment with Madeline and ask her to do the location astrology that has a special word, and ask her for what lines are going where.
Okay.
You know, like a solar map,
astro
Earth.
Cartography.
Astrocartography. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
And ask her to do that. And then you can have this wonderful discussion with her on, do you want to live on a Venus line, which is a love line? Do you want to live on a Jupiter line for good luck? Do you want to live on a Saturn line and get done with your karma fast? Or, you know, where it falls and what all that stuff would mean. And see, when I say you got to move soon, I was thinking by April. So we're in that same ballpark.
I would say, you know, end of April through May is when it looks like it would be hitting the first time. Now, does it mean that you have to move then? No, it doesn't, because that cycle is going to come back and stay in that range for most of a year. So even after April, let's see, it'll come back, it'll come back to that point. In November. And then it will come back to that point a third time in February of 2021. So you've got, you see, not quite a whole year. I mean, you know, from now you've got more than a year. But from the time that it hits the first time, in late April to early May, you've got almost a year from that point, you know, about 10 months.
Okay, Amy, I hope we've planted a really big seed for you. Okay, so you can nudge off of that, and I'll hear from you again on another show, I know, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going to move to Christine. Christine was born on October 31st, on Halloween, on 1968.
Okay.
In Houston, Texas, which could be considered a scary place.
And do you have a time?
Yes, 12:47 p.m.
12:47 p.m., okay.
Welcome to the show, Christine.
Well, welcome from someone who's a native of the great state of Texas, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, I'm a Halloween baby, and I love Madeline. Anybody who's listening, you need to get yourself a session with Madeline. She is absolutely, her heart is just gold. It's in the right place, and you will get, I have to say, I had a reading last January, or actually end of December, and, you know, what
she's
said was true.
Yeah, so, she's absolutely fabulous. I love Madeline. I recommend her so many times, plus her Polaris business guide. I think it's an incredible.
I buy multiple of copies of that because I don't want to work with anybody who's not working with me. Know what I'm saying?
Anyway, Christine, what's your question for Madeline tonight?
So my question revolves around, first of all, my health is fantastic. I'm almost not a diabetic, so I'm feeling clear, crystal clear, and wonderful. I've, you know, lost a bunch of weight and just really lovely and getting ready for my 51st birthday this next Thursday. My question is, I have been doing sales for many, many years, and I've been working with the same guy for the last 10 years. And I just kind of feel like I'm on the verge of a big influx of cash and a waterfall of success. I've had some, but I think there's something big coming. And I just want to know which direction. Do I continue working with this guy? Do I go off into radio ad sales? What do I need to, and either way, what do I do?
Okay, well, in order to answer that question, I want to tell you what's coming up here, and this is going to happen next year, and so I want you to think about this. You are ready for a really big change, and when this change gets to you, and I'm going to look here to see exactly when it's going to be exact, when this change gets to you, you're probably going to feel like you're ready to jump out of your skin. Because you'll be so ready for a change, you just won't know what to do with yourself if you don't make a change, you see. So the challenge is to be thinking now about the change that you want to make, because staying the same or doing the same thing, you know, continuing to do the same thing is probably not gonna work, because you're just you're ready for something completely new and different. And and now this is going to be pretty exact right in May, towards the end of May and early June. And so, you know, May through June is when I would expect that you would be making a fairly significant change. Now, similar to the lady that just talked to us, that's not going to be the only time that cycle occurs. It's going to come back again late in the year, in late October and early to mid-November. And then it's going to go back again one more time. It'll be there again in March of 2021. So sometimes when I see a client with this particular set of cycles, and this is Uranus opposing your sun, sometimes the person makes a change, like in a job, and they discover, no, this really is not what I'm looking for. And then they make another change. And that may or may not work out, and they may make yet again another change. So or they may have other changes that they make, such as they make a change and then they decide, you know, I think it will be a lot easier to do this job if I move. so they make another change to support it, you see. So there's multiple ways that can work out. I'm just giving you a kind of a heads up that this is a set of cycles that is typically associated with not just one change, but multiple changes. And in your case, it may be that you change your philosophy or your belief system in some way, which actually brings about a very major change for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So those are all possibilities.
You know, this summer was a summer of great learning and change, and I really didn't make any money this summer very much. I mean, I think I made about $1,500 the whole summer.
Oh,
you know, but it was such a rich summer in my learning. And so now I'm like, okay, well, which direction do I go?
Well, you see why you didn't make the money? Because your focus was not on the money. It was learning and expanding in a different direction, you see. So your focus was not on, you know, the current kind of job or whatever you want to label it as. You know, wasn't making the money so much. You were expanding in a different direction. And actually, that's partly because you have Uranus square to your ascendant right now, and has been square to your ascendant all summer. And it'll continue to be square to your ascendant until roughly the time that it opposes your sun next year. May. I think it was May. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So you know you're really being challenged to make a fairly significant change, and I just want to also mention that sometimes when people go through this type of a change, you know, they're basically learning how to do a new dance. And the relationships that they're in may or may not want to dance in that way. So it depends on the other person and if they're willing to learn and grow with you. And you know, so part of the challenge is being willing to stick with your growth.
Do you see anywhere where there's going to be some influx of cash?
Well, it looks like there could be an influx of cash. I'm just looking to see what's happening with Jupiter in your chart here. 22. Well, there is a possibility this late this year that there might be something big happening, but there could also be some challenges in terms of a big amount of money as well. So I don't know which way that's going to go, but you definitely have what I call big growth expansion possibilities that are going on. It's just whichever way they focus the energy. You know, sometimes when I've had seen this cycle, you know, one of the manifestations is they end up with a lot of taxes, or they end up with a big house kind of, you know, fix or you know, repair they have to do or something like that. See, and so it's not always the income. You see, it could be income, but it could also be outflow as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you might want to consider getting the 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. That's our prosperity training program, and just focusing on using those tools in there to create the very positive outcome that could occur.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's on our site.
I do feel like
It's on our site. Yeah. You can download it, and it comes. It's eight classes and eight study guides, and it's actually guaranteed to work or your money back.
How do you like that for a deal?
Well, not the net risker, right? Well, good. Okay, well, I guess I'll run with that. And, you know, I feel like I'm on the verge of some big breakthrough kind of, you know, I was hoping it would be cash related too, because, you know, it'd be nice to have all that kind of going on and everybody's a little more relaxed and the bills are paid.
It could be if you're focused in the positive way on creating it and attracting it to you.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm going to go with that. Thank you, Madeline. Thank you
you're
so much,
welcome.
You guys. You have a good day. All right.
Thanks for calling in, Christine.
Thank you for your show.
And I love the shout-out for Madeline's work because I know it's fabulous. I only have fabulous people on my show. I have totally vetted everybody on my show, and Madeline's one of my favorites. Okay. So our next person online is Vita. So she's born on May 4th, 1954.
Okay. What time?
In Slovenia. I don't know the city, but it's at 1:45 p.m. So Vita, come on in and give us the city for Slovenia in Europe.
Ljubljana.
How do you spell it?
L-J-U.
L-J-U. What was it? L-J-U. What was it?
B-L.
B-O.
J-A-N-A.
J-O.
Okay, it's L-J-U, B like boy, L-J-A-N-A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
let me try that again.
We have saying it, yeah.
Okay, so B-L-J-A-N-A. On that last part of it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You got it.
It's Slovenia, which is the south part of Austria. And then
right.
Italy.
Okay. So how can I help you today?
Well, as you can tell by my birthday, I'm a Taurus. And a Taurus that is going through, I guess, what's happening now with the planets in Uranus, and plus I'm having a very challenging Mercury retrograde on top of it. Very expensive.
So, Vita, in your wildest dreams, what piece of information would you like Madeline to give you and focus on?
Besides piece of information is that through everything and all, I'm trying to fix up my place to sell it.
Ah.
And I'd like to know if I will be able to do that this year, and will I get the price that I am hoping for?
Okay, well, I see that you have a cycle here, which is actually going to be a better for you early part of next year. Now, let me see. This is Jupiter conjuncting your Mars, and let me tell you when that is going to occur. And your Mars is in the fourth house of the home, you see, so that's why I'm looking at this particular cycle. And that's probably going to be, let me see here, right around the very end of December and the beginning of January.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, if I were you, I'd probably contact me to get a timing to put your house on the market. Probably near the end of November or maybe early part of December or something like that.
That is what I am sort of working towards, but I'm having some challenges in between of things, you know, breaking down and my appliances communicating with each other that they decided to break down at the same time, you know. The usual Mercury retrograde stuff. So, I've been surviving.
Remember the particular cycle for Mercury retrograde this time is about rethinking your vision for the future. When something is breaking down, it's just suggesting to you that there's some portion of it that you haven't thought of before, or you haven't considered thoroughly. There's some piece that you're missing. And so it's not negative per se. It's just that you're being directed to see something that you've missed. You see? And so I really like people to think about these different cycles as the universe having their back. You see? And that these things are not there to punish them. They're there to help them get on a course that's going to be supportive and helpful to them.
Right, right. Well, my Visa card has been really punished lately.
That's fine, too.
I'm telling you.
I so hear you on that one.
And the other thing I'll just mention quickly here is that Uranus is going to oppose your Mercury next year. And although that, I mean not oppose, conjunct your Mercury next year. And while that might seem scary, it's actually very positive. It because you're going to probably want to be making some changes to your career, and you know, possibly just even to yourself. You see, because Mercury is also the ruler of your ascendant, so as well as your career. So those are, you know, it can be very exciting. You know, Uranus conjunct your Mercury can be very exciting because you'll make some very positive changes. And like everyone we've talked to who has these cycles, you know, there's going to be multiple times when this cycle is going to hit next year. So and into early 2021. So you have a pretty exciting time ahead of you, I think. And I look forward to it. Yeah. I look forward to it. don't run away.
I love the good news. And look at your wonderful name that means life.
I know.
I know. Yeah, that is so cool. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to take our little commercial break that's only like a minute or 90 seconds or whatever, and then we're going to be right back. Again, if you would like to call in and have Madeline answer your questions, it's 888-627-6008. Stand by for our very short commercial.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our guest tonight is Madeline Gerwick. She is a fabulous astrologer. I know we've been keeping her really busy. We have enough time to squeeze in one that came in on the email. Again, if you want to know how to get a hold of Madeline, that is all literally spelled out for you on tonight's calendar page on knowthename.com. Under the schedule page, just click on October 24th and you get all kinds of contact information on Madeline. Again, her website is Polaris Business Guides, but I've got her work phone number and all kinds of information there for you so that you don't have to say, oh, where's my paper and pencil and look it up. It's easy just to go to the website, knowthename.com on the schedule page, and have it all spelled correctly for you so you can make sure that you call her and get your appointment set up. And as far as astrologers go, Madeline's price range is incredibly reasonable. You know, I really want to encourage you to utilize her services because I know you will all just be so pleased. Okay, so we have Lynn that is a write-in, and okay, the birthday is 9/25/53.
Okay.
At 4:48 p.m.
All
and
right.
It's in Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay. And do you have a particular question from her?
Yeah, she gave me two questions. She said, okay, depending on time, here's her two questions. One is she's interested if there's any chance for her to meet a significant other, you know, anytime in the next year, if there's better times than others. And then her other question was something about, I'm not sure how she worded it, so I apologize, Lynn. It's literally about her stability. Is she in the right field? Is she going to continue doing what she's doing? Or do you see any big changes?
And she's talking about career there. Or
yeah, work. She's talking about career there.
Okay. Okay, now, first of all, on that first question about a significant other, I want to first just mention to everyone that when I'm looking at these cycles, for you, I'm actually looking at only one set of cycles out of five different types of cycles. So if I don't see something in particular in this one set of cycles, it doesn't mean that there isn't anything happening. It just means that I didn't see it in this one particular set of cycles. Okay, and so I meant to tell people that earlier, but it hasn't come up too much so far today. But first of all, in terms of a significant other, it's possible that you might actually connect with somebody in December of this year, or possibly into January. So. Roughly from late November to into January, with it being exact somewhere in the middle of December, this cycle might connect you to a significant person, a significant other possibility. And if that does not work out, there could be another situation that will happen next year, but that would be further into the year. And so it's a little bit, I'm going to guess and say that's probably in the spring, possibly. So, and right now, the other question was about the work.
Career.
Career, yes. Okay, well, she has an interest. Did she give you any clues as to what she's doing?
She's self-employed. That's all I know about her.
Oh, self-employed. Okay.
And so I think the real question was, can she maintain being self-employed, or do you see her now working for somebody else? Because I think she's debating. Her question was kind of convoluted how it was written, but what I sense from it is that she's debating whether she should stay self-employed or go get employment.
Ah, okay. So this is probably a financial question, I would guess.
Right. And so I'm sorry, Lynn, if I've misinterpreted that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, they're intertwined, of course. So the potential there is probably whether or not she has enough income to maintain. Right now, she she has Saturn going through her 11th house. And I just want to clarify for people who do astrology and not understand it, when somebody is self-employed, their income comes in through the 11th house instead of the second house. The second house is where you get income from wages and that sort of thing. And it would also be profits from a business for somebody who's self-employed. But if the money doesn't come in through the 11th house, then it's pretty hard to have profits. So while she's in this situation, sometimes the income can be lower or more limited. But that is going to temporarily end pretty much, I'm going to say, early next year, like maybe February. And then it's not going to stay out of there for too long, and then it's going to come back in for most of the rest of the year, maybe around June. So it's not going to be out for too long, but it's kind of at the end of the cycle. But it's still there. So if there's a serious situation in terms of being able to maintain, then she might want to get an actual job. But before she does that, I would actually recommend that she get the 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program, because that could be enough to turn it around so that she can maintain
and stay self-employed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm hearing you right, Madeline, the minute Saturn goes out, like at the end of next year, she'd be fine.
Yeah, it would be a much better situation for her, yes. And she does have Pluto there, so there's somewhat of a question, I guess, in terms of if she's wanting to maintain what she's doing. Sometimes that's part of the question, you see. Why is the energy not there sometimes, you see?
Well, I just think she's nervous. When I look at it, I kind of thought, you know, she's called in before, and I thought she's doing fine. She just gets nervous. Anyway, we are out of time. Again, our guest is Madeline Gerwick. Her website is Polaris Business. How do you say it again?
It's Polaris Business Guides.com.
Guides, thank you. And it's .com, and Madeline is a joy. You definitely want to connect with her to get your astrology done. And Madeline, thank you so much for coming on to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Much appreciative. All right, everybody. Good night. Talk to you next week.